Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the subject of dealing with temptation. In the early 1990s, a Christian magazine called the Discipleship Journal asked its readers to rank the areas of greatest spiritual temptation to them. The results came back in this order. The first was materialism. Second place was pride. Third, self-centeredness. Fourth, laziness. Fifth place was tied between anger and bitterness and sexual lust. Next came envy, then gluttony, followed by the sin of lying. If we took that same poll today, I would imagine that sexual lust would be much higher on the list, simply based upon the innumerable temptations presented in the area of sexual immorality through the media, television, print media, internet, etc., that has increased so dramatically in the last decade. Nonetheless, the respondents also noted this, that temptations were always more potent when they neglected their time with God and when they were physically tired. They also noted that they had an easier time resisting temptation through prayer, avoiding compromising situations, Bible study, and being accountable to someone else. God has given us a strategy to have victory over temptation that is presented to us. We know from the Word of God that we do have an adversary, the devil, who goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, according to 1 Peter 5:8. Who is it that the enemy can devour among the church? It is those who are not wise to his devices or do not set the boundaries given in God's word and walk through their life being reliant upon the power of God in their life to refuse and resist temptation. Ephesians 6:13 through 18 provides us with a God-given strategy for protection for our own lives and for victory over temptation for every single believer. In this passage of Scripture, we will find five crucial elements that are steps to avoid and overcome temptation. Do you desire to avoid temptation in your life, to overcome it when it's presented to you? Let's take a look at this biblical strategy. It says in Ephesians 6:13 through 18, "Therefore take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints." Five very crucial steps to avoid falling into temptation or succumbing to the enticement that temptation presents to you can be discovered in this wonderful passage of Scripture. The first one I'll bring to your attention is this step. Number one, vigilantly guard your thought life. Ephesians 6:17 says, "Put on the helmet of salvation." The helmet covers the head area of a soldier. We need, as soldiers of Christ, to put a guard, put a protection around, put a guard around our thought life. All sin starts as a suggestion to your mind. The place that sin is conceived, as mentioned in James 1, 14 and 15, is in the thought life. When sinful thoughts are allowed to take root, they grow into actions, and then into habits, and then into full-grown strongholds and bondages. The result of sin is spiritual, emotional, and physical death. Avoid input through the media such as TV, videos, and movies, reading material, radio, or even conversations that would plant seed in your thought life and tempt you to sin. This can be as blatant as watching a movie with sexual images, which presents the obvious temptation to enter into lust and other sins, or it can be as subtle as listening to Christians debating whether or not God heals today. This type of conversation opens the door to a temptation to disbelieve God's word. Unbelief is as much a sin as lust is in the eyes of God. So the first step to avoid succumbing to temptation is to vigilantly guard your thought life. The second step is to make a deliberate decision to memorize Scripture. Ephesians 6:17 says, "And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Seek out those verses that deal with the areas of temptation with which you are most often confronted. Psalm 119:11 gives us this great spiritual principle. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Having the word of God memorized, hidden in your heart, where you're able to bring it up at the moment of need, will be a great guard against sin. Martin Luther wrote these words, "When I find myself assailed by temptation, I forthwith lay hold of some text of the Bible which Jesus extends to me." Memorizing the Word of God will be an excellent guard to assist you when you are presented with temptation. Third step to avoid succumbing to temptation is to respond to all suggestions to sin by speaking the Word of God. Ephesians 6:16 says, "Taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one." The shield of faith, what is your faith in? Your faith is in the Word of God. Your faith is in God Himself. He is the Word, that living Word. So your faith in God's Word, you need to take that shield of faith and lift it up, because you will be able with it to extinguish every flaming missile that comes flying into your thought life, every suggestion to sin presented to you by the devil and his demonic crew. This is exactly what Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness, as we see demonstrated in Matthew chapter 4. For instance, if you are tempted with a thought of lust or adultery, say out loud to the tempter, "Satan, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I will not bow to your sinful suggestions, because the Word of God says in Hebrews 13:4, marriage is honorable among all, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." And you can use that example, but apply it to whatever area of temptation you face, whether it is fear or envy, unbelief, whatever it is, take a scripture and put up that shield of faith and respond, resisting the suggestion of temptation. The fourth step to avoid succumbing to temptation is set God-ordained boundaries for yourself. "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." You have to surround yourself already with God-ordained boundaries. You have to decide ahead of time what boundary you will not cross. Avoid situations that even remotely appear that they might present an enticement to sin. abstain from all appearance of evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 tells us. This will require you to remove yourself from relationships with people who encourage you to participate in activities you know are contrary to the Word of God. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 15:33 tells us. The fifth step is pray to God daily to keep you from falling into temptation. Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times. And then Mark 14:38 tells us, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. These are Jesus' words, and it is his exhortation to us to pray daily that we might be kept from falling into or succumbing to temptation. This is especially needful when you're physically and mentally tired, as Satan looks for opportunities when your guard is down to tempt you to sin through anger, unkind words, impatience, irritability, or some other weakness. God's word has given us a divine strategy so that we can be victorious in our walk in this earth over all the wiles of the enemy. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.